Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Donald and Tanya. We'll be the host for the show tonight. Let me just give out the number. If you wish to call in to speak with us, to ask for prayer or speak on anything that's on your mind, you could reach us at 319-527-6027. That's 319-527-6027. And if you wish to speak with us, just press 1. And then we'll see your hand raised up, and then we'll be able to select you, and then we'll be able to talk with you tonight. I just thank God for allowing us to be here tonight, to be with you guys, to be in His presence. Before we even start, I just want to pray and ask God to just, you know, take over the show tonight. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself. Come over, speak through us, Father God, with whatever your plan is. Allow us to adhere to whatever you're saying to us, Lord Jesus. If we have to change the direction of the show, to change it, to let you have full custody of this show, full freedom of this show, Father God, to speak to your people tonight, to touch their hearts, Father God, and open up and give them the things that they are requesting, the things that they need, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm joined tonight, of course, by my lovely wife, Tanya.
And hello.
Well, basically, what was on my heart, what I wanted to talk about was just being steadfast and not quitting, not getting, you know, discouraged along our journey. You know, this is a race that we're running. It's a marathon. And at times along this journey, we do get discouraged. We do feel like quitting. I was speaking with somebody the other day, and they were just saying how, you know, they'll just discourage in their walk, in their faith. It just felt like, you know, the words that it was spoken to me, they just felt, you know, felt like quitting. Just felt like, you know, God was not coming through. And I understood what they were saying, but, you know, I just was encouraging that person that what came to mind is that is a verse in John. And what came to mind was when, you know, Jesus had some disciples. He had more than 12 disciples, and he was speaking on communion and eating his flesh and things of that nature. And, you know, some of them found it gross, and, you know, they were not comprehending what Jesus was saying. So a lot of them, they left. They turned their backs on Jesus. They walked away. They said, okay, we're not following this guy. This guy's crazy. And Jesus looked at the 12 disciples that was left, and he said, are you guys also going to leave? And Peter spoke up, and he said, but where will we go? You're the only one that's given, that has eternal life, that is speaking eternal life. So, and that's what I asked the person. I said, okay, what is the alternative? If you turn away from this path that you are walking, what is the alternative? To go back to the life that you had, to go back to what? And I feel like God, Christ is asking us, will you also leave? Will you leave? Will you turn your back? And you might not feel like that at this moment, but there will come a time where we are pressed and we are pushed to that point where we contemplating, Is it worth it to continue, you know, to pick up our cross and to continue to follow Christ? Is it worth it? Mm-hmm. And I think God wants to develop a resolute spirit within us, an unshakable spirit, one that cannot be moved. We're coming up against a time that I feel that, you know, changes are happening. They're happening quick. And, you know, even right now, you know, there's things that's happening that's going on in our lives that's making, you know, we're calling on to God. We're pressing. We're feeling discouraged. We're seeing things that's happening, seeing things that's going on in our face. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people that's getting discouraged, that's feeling down, that's questioning. And I just feel like God is trying and wants to develop a spirit that's steadfast, that's resolute, that is unshakable, that we know why we chose to pick up our cross. Jesus said, if you choose to follow me, you must pick up your cross. That this road is not all glitz and glamour. That they have sometimes, just because we're Christians, they do have times that we do lack faith, that we do question our Father. I was studying Job, you know, just studying the different type of men in the Bible, and just trying to like see through their lives, like why they didn't quit, like what made them steadfast, what made David steadfast when he was given the prophecy that he would be king, but it took years before he even made it to that point. And throughout those times, his life was in jeopardy with Saul trying to kill him all these times. And I'm pretty sure he must have thought, like, man, is this worth it? It's like, you know, my life is in danger every day, you know, by you know, just trying to do the will of God. But what did David have to go back to when you look at it? And if you look at it, because he had the chance to become king. That's what the prophecy was. And if he turned back, he would go back into the fields and being the shepherd that nobody knew about. So in a way, I feel like God sometimes, he construct certain things in our lives where he gives you the word of where we're going, the prophecies, the words that's been spoken over your lives, the things that you're chasing. But then, yes, it gets hard. The road gets tough. But then you look back, you said, man, if I quit, what is the alternative? What do I go back to? Like me personally, I can't go back to my old life. My old life had led me to a dead end that now I'm on the path with Christ. I can't, because when I look back, there's nothing to go back to. There's nothing to go back to. And sometimes even though we came from slavery, we came from whatever things that were messed up. And when I speak of slavery, I'm speaking like of the people of Israel. When God got them out of that situation, he delivered them, but they complained, they murmured, and they actually wanted to go back. They thought about going back to being slaves, to being in bondage because of the different delicacies that they receive, the different foods that they receive and things like that. And I know that's not the mentality that God wants from us. That whole generation missed out on reaching the promise where he had to cleanse them and bring forth a new generation that had a new mindset, that never went through that slavery process. So they were able to go through that, go and reach the promised land. And, you know, I feel like that's where we at right now. We're at that point where, yes, God delivered us from our old life, our past, and we're on this path with Christ. But yeah, sometimes we look back, sometimes we get discouraged, sometimes we feel like, man, this road is hard. But me, like I said earlier, me personally, I don't want to go back to that old life I had. There's nothing there for me. And sometimes that hardness that we're receiving, you know, at the end of the day, is God is killing us slowly. He's killing that old self, that old life that we had. He's taking it out slowly. And death is not easy. There's nothing about death that is painful. So I believe God is little by little killing our old self, killing the old mentality that we had, the old life that we had, where we can, you know, we'll get to the point where we want nothing to do with that life. We're dead. That old life that I had, that old Donald, he's dead, and I'm still on a daily basis trying to die to myself, and Christ is helping me with that. You know, so I just feel like with the times that's coming up, the times that's here right now, we have to be steadfast in knowing that why we chose to follow Christ. What is our testimony? What is the reason I'm following Christ? Is it just to be protected just from everything that's gonna happen against me, and I'm just looking for protection? I'm just looking for, you know, just a good life and everything to be smooth. we have to keep in our mind, we have to have that, that days will not be smooth all the time, that it will come a time where even though we love God, even though we in the will, we are in the will of God,
our faith will get tested.
Mm-hmm. Bad things will happen. Things that we don't understand will happen. But the only thing is just my faith in Christ, my faith in knowing that he is the truth. He is the way, that the way that I'm on, the path that I'm on, that this is the way. I might not understand everything. I might not get it. There's a lot of questions that I continue to have. But one thing that I do know, that Christ is the way, that this is the true path. This is it. There's no wavering for me. There's no me looking behind and seeing, there's no alternative. I have no other option. I have no other option. And nobody has yet to present me with a better option than the path that I'm on. So do I agree with how God does things all the time? No, and it doesn't matter. You know, I'm here to do his will. And he doesn't explain to me everything that he does at every moment. You know, I'm not privy to that information. So I have to be the good soldier and just trust and believe that God is leading me the right way. I have so many testimonies of things that I didn't want to endure. I didn't want to go through. But after I went through it, I seen that, man, this was good. This was the path that I had to go through this way. You know, but if God would have let me know that, you know, early that, hey, this is the path that you would have to go, I probably would have ran away. There's some things that we're not able to handle. We'll probably run away before, you know, we're presented with it. You know, but there's a, like, while you're going through the situation and when you come out on the other side and you like, wow, I made it through. But if God would have let you know that, hey, this is what you have to go through. Do you have to go through this situation, that situation? You probably would have turned your back and said, nah, it's too much for me to handle. So I'm just here to encourage us as we go along this way, as we, yes, we do get discouraged. We do get down. Things do get hard. But after you take your breather, after you pray, after you talk to God, get back up, get back on the horse, and let's get back on this right path. Let's get back trusting. Let's get back believing, you know?
Amen. Amen. And like you said, Donald, we've all been there before, you know, feel like we wanted to give up. But I think there is something inside of us as Christian, and I think it's the Holy Spirit that won't allow us to quit when things get hard. Mm. And when things do get hard, and I think this is when we need to get closer to God. I think some people, when they go through things, this is when they actually want to get away from God. You know, it's not the time. This is when you need to get closer, and then you need to rest upon his grace. I wanted to share some verses with you guys. You know, why, what the Bible said about not giving up, why we shouldn't quit as Christians. You know, like Donald said earlier, things will, we know as Christians sometimes, it's a fight. It's a fight out there. The moment you said you're a Christ follower, just know that things gonna come. Things not gonna be peachy all the time. You're gonna go through some stuff. But one thing I realized, all the things I've been through in my life, they made me who I am today, stronger. You know, my faith is stronger too, as well. So it's just to show you that if we were just serving God and nothing ever happened, what will be the purpose? I think, you know, there's some stuff we go through. It's for a reason. And it's also to encourage other people too, because sometimes we do have unbelievers just watching, just to see, let me see how they're going to handle this. Let me see how they're going to tackle this problem. And then, you know, we by going through certain things, we have testimony to actually tell somebody else, listen, I went through this. You know, God got me through it. If I can do it, you could do it too. So I wanted to share some verses with you all tonight. I wanted to start with Galatians 6, verse 9. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Another verse in Philippians 3, verse 14, it says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, this is one of my favorite verses. Do you not know that in a race that all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So run in such a way as to get the prize. One of the things I think that, you know, because again, like I said, as Christians, we had times, if we look back, we had times that we were like, oh my goodness, why am I going through this? Like you question, like Donald said earlier, we question, we asking ourselves why we had to go through this. I think one of the things that have gotten me through, especially when I go through something, is I have like this gratefulness toward God for the things he has done before. I think once you have a sense of gratefulness and you know that, listen, he delivered me from this before. If he can do this, if he did this before, he can do it again.
Amen.
Okay. Or if he can do it for someone else, he could do it for me too. Because if we serve in the same God, if he could do it for you, he can do it for me. And I think that's what have kept me, you know, the promises of God, seeing how God had operated through my life as a Christian. And I think it gives me this this hope that, listen, I'm not going to give up because he has done it. If you look back, you cannot tell me if you've been serving God for years that he has never done any good thing, because the God we serve is a good God. You know, the things we go through, yes, you know, he said it in the Bible, we will get persecuted as Christians. We will go through things. But what I'm saying is we have to remember that when we feel like quitting, we have to remember God did it before. If he did it before, he can do it again. If he did it for somebody else, he could do it for me too.
Mm.
Okay? You wanted to add something?
Yeah, and I think like what I would always want to say, and just keep in our mind that Jesus knows our feelings. Like Jesus walked the earth just like us, so he knows everything that we went through. And then, you know, in a sense, you know, in a way, Jesus was contemplating should he continue with his mission when he was right before he had to go through, get on the cross. You know, he was contemplating and said, you know, should I drink this cup? Should I go through this? And at the end of him struggling and fighting with himself, wrestling, he said, I'm going to do God's will.
Mm.
He said, I'm going to do God's will. Like, you know, just like I said earlier, I said, you know, yeah, I have disagreements with God and how God does things, and you know how, you know, he does things with my, but at the end of the day, it's like I chose to give him my life.
Amen.
So, and he's God. So it's like I can't really, what can I do to complain? And I can complain and I can cry out and different things. But at the end of the day, it's like I have in my mind that, man, his way is right. Yeah. I might not get it. I might not understand it. I might disagree with it. But it's like I have that thing in my mind that knows that God's way is right. It hurts, but it's right. It's the right way for me to go, whatever path that he has me on. And probably when I get to see him, you know, finally when I get to see him, there's plenty of questions that I could ask him. But as for the time being, the road that he has us on, that's the path. And this is a training process, you know, a continued training process. And like I said, I just feel like God is just getting his people ready. He's getting us ready with the different emotions that we're feeling, the different things that we're going through. But he want to harden us a little more. He want to get us more resolute, more steadfast, more unmovable. That it doesn't matter what, just like these great people in the Bible that we would talk about earlier, like Job, Abraham, Joseph, David, you name them. And the things that happened to them, the things that happened to Job where, I mean, even his wife was like, man, just curse God and die, get it over with. And he said, man, said I accept just the good from God and not the bad. And this guy was so resolute. But guess what? He still complained. He still, just like any human, he complained and he cried out to God. And why am I going through this? What's this happened? Yeah. And the thing about Job is like, we're privy to the background of what was going on in the spiritual world, what was going on in the heavens as the devil was having a conversation with God and think, like Job didn't know about this deal that was going on between the devil and God. He asked, why am I going through this? Mm-hmm. And the answer was because God had that much faith in him that he was righteous, that God already put it on him and said, have you tested Job? Have you come against Job that he is my righteous servant? Like, this is why he's going through it. And sometimes we might be like, man, what did I do? What did mm-hmm. I do that I'm going through this?
Yeah.
And God is just like, the fact that you're good, the fact that you are righteous, the fact that you are doing it, that he's allowing certain things to come against you. He's allowing, and we might not get it. Job didn't get it. Job, and I don't think God ever told him, this is the deal I made with the devil and we had a conversation. We get to see that because we read the Bible. But Job was not privy to that. So do we know the things that's going on in the background, in the unseen world, on your behalf? If the devil is coming against you and God is allowing him to go just far enough just to push you, just to test you. Like, the devil might think he's doing something to you, but God is using the devil. God is using these circumstances to strengthen you, to get you stronger, to get you harder in the faith. So a few years from now, we shouldn't be talking like we're talking now. We should be better. We should be stronger in our faith, stronger in our walk. Like, I'm 10 times stronger than when I first came to Christ. I knew nothing about God. I knew nothing about Christ. And it was just a journey that I began to take. And I've seen so many ways that God has gotten me out of situations, how situations that I thought was, oh man, this is the end, how he turned it around for my good, how he used it to work on my spirit. He used it to work on me. So
that's why I believe nothing we go through is ever like,
it's not a waste.
It's not a waste.
Yeah.
It's really, like you said, to strengthen you, to even help somebody else. Because your testimony will definitely draw somebody closer to God, or somebody that was going through maybe similar things you went through. And they're like, oh man, I remember Donald went through this.
Yeah.
Donald can go through this, went through the fire, and he came out like this. Man, okay, you know what? Yeah. Okay, maybe God has the same plans for me too.
And I want you to touch on, you know, like, ever since I got together with you, you know, I just know you were sick.
Oh, sick.
You were sick, and you was dealing with
acid reflux.
Acid reflux, the GERD.
Anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was painful. And I remember just dating you, and then it was just you would go through so much excruciating pain, and.
And I wanted to give up.
And it was
so
like, and it was for years you was dealing with this. But I just wanted you to touch on it, like, because I know at plenty of times we used to talk and used to be like, man, why am I going through this? Why God? How many times I prayed for God to take this sickness away, to take it. And within a few, like probably the last few years, you've been totally healed of that. Because this is something that you were supposed to deal with for the rest of your life. This is something that, you know, doctors have said, you're going to have to deal with it, you know, until you die. Like, and it was bad acid reflux, and where it could lead to cancer.
To cancer, because, you know, your esophagus, the more that acid keeps coming back up, it affects your esophagus, which can lead to cancer, and that's what I was told. So it was a lot of pain, and I've been through this since I was a child. And, you know, and I used to go through some stuff not knowing what it was, but I know it was a mental thing. And, you know, about 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with anxiety. So I've been through a lot. And, you know, when Donald and I got together, and I remember, you know, telling him, like, listen, I'm always sick. If you have to leave, you can leave now, because I don't think you want to be with a sick person. And then I'll never forget, he says, I'm not with you because you're sick. I'm with you because I love you. And I'll never forget this. But anyways, I'm thinking now, if I had given up, my goodness gracious. I remember praying after prayers. And I remember questioning God, why am I going through this? Why I'm serving you faithfully? And I remember even my mom used to tell me, out of all my kids, you're the one that I see that is the most faithful serving God. Why you had to go through this? I wish I can take that pain away from you. And now, like Donald said a couple of years back, and I remember just praying, And, you know, just for God to keep healing me. And it was just, you know, asking for prayers for, you know, with anybody that I know that was a Christian, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law. I remember she prayed with me too. And it was a lot. And about two years ago, I remember I had a dream, and I told Randy this. I testified, and I told Randy that I remember that, you know, I was in a dream, and then he was standing behind me, and there was some type of ceremony going on, and then he was just telling me in my ears to say it, I am healed, I am healed. And then I kept saying it, I am healed, I am healed. So I kept using, I kept decreeing and declaring this word. And another dream that I had, I'm going to go back. I think when I really started to feel that, okay, I think God healed me, I had, I did a fast, because I could never fast, because the type of sickness that I have with acid reflux, if I don't eat at a certain time, I get sick, I get bad acid reflux. So I've got to be on schedule, I got to eat certain food, you know, there's a lot of things on the list I remember the doctor gave me that I couldn't eat. And I recall doing a fast, and after that fast, my God, I had a dream that I see it was like an explosion happen in my life. And I think since then, that explosion really, God showed me that whatever chain, whatever you was bound with, whether it was spirit of infirmity, whatever it was, that it was broken. So after that dream with Randy saying, say it, you are healed, say it, say it, say it. And then I did a fast, and I never fasted before. And I remember that I used to pray, I'm like, God, I know there's power in fast, but I can fast because of medical reasons. So I just took a chance one day, and I think we were praying for the house. And then I said, I'm going to do a fast, but I'm like, God, this fast is not just going to represent getting this house. I want this fast to break every chain in my life, and I'm going to do it. And I couldn't believe it. I went the first day. I was like, I thought I was going to pass out. Maybe I was going to call 911 so I can go to the hospital. Second day, I was like, whoa. And I did a three Esther's fast, 3 days. I was just praying, God, when I'm telling you, I did those 3 days without eating. I was just drinking liquid. I did kind of like a liquid fast, applesauce, any liquid thing you can think of. After that fast, this is when I start seeing God manifested in my life. And let me tell you, till this day, there is no acid reflux. There is no anxiety. I used to take pills for anxiety. I used to take Xanax, and I remember being on that, having suicidal thoughts, you know, something that's supposed to help you with anxiety, but it's giving you other side effects. Ever since that fast, that's why I believe in fast so much. And I always tell people, if you are praying and you see prayer doesn't work, if you have never tried fast, please do it. Please try it. Okay, try it. Because this was the breakthrough that I needed. And there were moments, and, you know, we're talking about giving up tonight. There were moments because of this sickness, I wanted to give up. Here I am trying to do everything good, trying to follow God and doing my best. And I'm like, why am I getting sick? Why am I getting sick, God? I don't get it. You, my father, you're supposed to heal me. You've healed other people. But those were my questions. And I remember one time I said, you know what, God, I'm going to go my separate ways. I've been serving you for so long. I've been sick ever since I was a child. But I know it was more spiritual. It was a spirit of infirmity in my life. And I remember getting mad, and I'm telling you, you know, but again, I remember getting mad at God. But then again, I'm like, where do I go? Because that's all I've known. Where do I go? At the end of the day, this world has nothing to offer. There's nothing greater in this, like, going on in this world. Like, I don't want to go to the dark side. And I remember, like, questioning, fighting, you know, fighting with myself. Like, God, I want to give up on you. I'm done, because I cannot be your child and I'm going through this mess. I'm getting sick all the time. Like, people that know me, they used to feel sorry for me. In a year, I used to be hospitalized maybe 5-6 times in a hospital bed. Every year, and I can count people that know me, that are close to me, family members, they used to be like, my goodness, I just don't understand. But again, I'm finding out that, you know, not just the acid reflux, it was more like a mental thing, you know, when the devil want to mess with you. And I'm saying mental because anxiety, any mental illness, I just believe it's a spirit, okay? It's a spirit, whether it's depression, anxiety, whatever you go through that has to do with the mental, it's a spirit. And if you got to know how to tackle that spirit. So I'll never forget after that fast. And I'm saying, my goodness, what if I had given up? Because I wanted to give up. But knowing that if I give up, where do I go? Because I, where do I go? There's nowhere to, I'm like, God, you all I know. There's no, you know, I'll say, I give up, and then I'll ask God for forgiveness. And I'll be like, okay, Daddy, please forgive me. You know, I have nowhere to go. Though I want to give up. But I'm here. I am. I'm back again. Your daughter, Tanya, needs you more than ever. You know, those will be my little personal prayer that I'll do after I just threw a tantrum and I said I'm done. So I just want to thank God because I did not give up. You know, there were many times. Again, it's not just the sickness. There were so many other things that I wanted to give up, and I just know that all these things have made me stronger. And to be honest with you, this sickness, what I've been through, has become such a great testimony in my life. My family, every time that they talk, they use me as an example. Because I remember my mom, my sister, because they knew what I went through ever since I was a child, being sick. I was just this sick child. You know, it's like a label. They put it, oh, yeah, she's the sick one in the family. Yeah, how's she doing? She's, I don't know, she's always sick. Is she okay? That's how people knew me. That's how they refer me to the sick one. How's the sick one? So now to see when my family members are talking, they're like, man, Tanya, you a testimony. I just cannot believe how you just maneuver right now. You just doing your thing. You're not sick anymore. I thought I was never going to have kids because that's how many pills that I used to have in the cabinet, drinking, try this, it doesn't work, try that, try this, try Xanax, try that, try this. And now, and God has blessed me, you know, I have another one on the way. It's just all these has become such a testimony. So when my family's talking, all I'm hearing is, oh, yeah, man, God has done it for Tanya. So I'm learning that everything that I've been through, I became a testimony, not only to just people around me, like I said, to my family, to my sister. She will be having a conversation with someone and she'll mention me. She'll like, man, Tanya used to go through so much. Now she couldn't eat certain food. Now she's eating. I can't believe this. The Tanya that I knew. So now I became an example. I became a testimony. So I'm saying all this to say this, and I'm glad you brought this up, Donald, is I don't know what you're going through tonight, but just know that, you know, the God that you serve will never leave you nor forsake you. Please do not give up.
Yeah,
and I know that
don't quit.
And sometimes the minute, like, you're going to quit and then the blessings is right around the corner. You know, Donald and I have been trusting God for some stuff right now. And, you know, lately, I know that sometimes, you know, I will get to that point that I'm feeling like, oh, my God, I feel like the spirit of discouragement is coming. I'm fighting with it because once you hear certain prophecies, you know, hey, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to be great for God. It bothers you because you are sitting, you know, with all these great prophecies that people have prophesied in your life. And then you're like, I'm not seeing anything happening. Like, you know, how long I've been hearing those prophecies over and over and over. I'm getting tired. So, and I think, you know, there's times I do feel like, oh, my God, is this true? Are you the one that are saying those things? But, again, I just look back, spirit of gratefulness. And then I said, you know what? If God did it before, he opened that door for us before, he could do it again. If God did it before, he could do it again.
Yeah. And I think through our journey, God always gives little miracles. I don't like to say little miracles. But he gives miracles along the way that that strengthen your faith when you come up against something else that you revert back to what God did already.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I normally do. I usually, you know, whenever I'm up against and I'm getting discouraged, I just know there's something that happened in my life that I know that, okay, this was God, and I hold on to that. I just repeat it in my mind that, nope, that was God when this situation happened. God did this for me. God did that. And I replay everything that God has done in my life just to help me to get through the hurdle that I'm dealing with at the present moment. So it just leads me to know that, hey, look what everything that God has done for me, the protection that God has put for my life, the ways that he has made, the doors that he has opened. So now that I'm up against this, I use those things, the things that he's already done previously, to combat what I'm facing now. You know, so that's what we ought to do, to remember, yeah, we have the word of God, but we also have our lives, our own terse testimonies, that just because we see, and I think that was the thing with Job, because Job, he knew God so much that he knew God, that all the things that God has done in his life. And now that he was facing some adversity, he didn't understand it. He didn't get why he was dealing with these things. But the thing is, he knew his God. He knew his God, and he knew that all the things that God has did in his life. So just because I come up against something that I don't get, I don't understand, but I know that God exists. Mm-hmm. I know that God is real. I know that God is real in my life. God is working in my life. So don't let your ignorance or your not understanding what's going on right now erase all the years that you've been walking with God,
mm-hmm.
you know? And even when in the book of faith in Hebrews, Hebrews 11, when they're speaking of all the people that had great faith, there were some that didn't even get to see the promises that God had gave them. They seen it from afar, but they died without receiving their promise because, you know, God wanted to wait for us to come as well, you know, before he gave them their promise. Like Moses never got to even get to the promised land, but God allowed him to see it, to know that it was real, you know? So with us, it just don't quit, you know, don't mm-hmm. quit. And, you know, we all a team, you know, we are a body, we're a church, we're a family. So we're here to encourage each other. When one of us is down, when one of us is discouraged, that the other one could step in and say, hey, don't quit, and remind us of the things that God has been doing in our lives, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so so I just want to, you know, that's just what's in my heart, you know, today, you know, just mm-hmm. about not quitting, man, because we all get to that point. We all get to that point, but just reading about these guys, you know, these men of God in the Bible and their steadfastness.
Abraham.
Yeah, like Abraham, look at all these years
Joseph.
That he waited.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, and...
Imagine Joseph had quit when
yeah.
he was in prison.
Yeah, and you know, even in that situation, that's you totally out of your element. You totally out
yeah.
of, it feels like you, like Randy liked to
yeah.
say, it feels like he's out of the will of God.
Yeah.
But he's exactly
where God
wanted
him.
And, you know,
wow.
that's the same thing for you. You're dealing with whatever you're dealing with, whatever is going on in your life right now that you don't understand. But trust me, you're right where God wants you to be. God knows where you're at. It's not like
yeah.
God is looking for you. God is searching. God knows where you at. You know, you might not know where you at. You might not have full understanding, but God knows exactly where you at. And understand that, you know, this is a continuous training process that God put us through, you know, and it's to better us. It's to
mm-hmm.
better us. We serve, you know, we played a song earlier today, The Goodness of God. And we must always have that in our mind. A lot of bad things going to happen to us. And, you know, we're going to come up against a lot of different things, but we must keep in mind that God is good.
Amen.
If I'm going through something, it might be hard, but this is for my good. This is for my good. Whatever I'm dealing with, it's hard, but it's for my good. You know, whatever you might be dealing with tonight,
all things work together for good.
For your good, for those that love the Lord.
Those that love the Lord.
And we must continue mm-hmm. to replay these verses in our minds. We continue to read the word of God that, just because it's painful doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean it's not good. You know, and I just want to encourage all of us that's here today that might be discouraged,
mm-hmm.
that might feel like quitting, might be tired of waiting. You know, you getting older, things are not happening. Things are not connecting the way that you want it to connect. The word that God had told you is not coming. And you might feel like, man, you know, maybe God didn't hear me. Maybe this is all false. Maybe this is not, don't quit. Hold on. Because these men in the Bible, if they would have quit, that's the difference between them and the so many other people in their time. The difference between the reason we know about them is because they didn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
The people that quit, we never hear about them.
Them.
We never know, you don't know about them. Like they go back to nothing, like like whatever life they had, and that's in all walks of life. The quitters we never hear about. The only difference is that person that became successful, that person that overcame, the only difference is they just didn't quit. They didn't quit, you know, and I just implore all of us to continue on this road. Don't quit. Don't let your flesh take you out of what the road that God has you on. God has greater things for us, and we must continue to believe that. Don't, like they had the story, before I start taking calls, they had the story of the old guy, the guys that conquered, that were conquerors. And this was Cortez, Hernan Cortez. This was back in around 1519. And they wanted to conquer. Back then it wasn't called Mexico, but it was Mexico. They wanted to conquer Mexico because at the time they had such great treasures over there. And what Cortez did, once they got on the land, what Cortez did, because they only came with 600 men, and so they were outnumbered, basically. So they came on their ships, came on their boats with their 600 men to conquer Mexico. And what Cortez did, he burned all the ships that was there. He burned all the ships where it took away the options to retreat, took away the option to turn back. And their option was either fight or die fighting. And that was it. But their goal was to get the treasure. So they had no other option. They couldn't, in the middle of the fight, say, okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to run back on my boat and get out of there. That option was dead. So, and within 2 years, they end up taking over the empire. Now, that was crazy that he did it. But he just had he had that spirit of resolute that we're going to take over this land. And you guys that I don't want to take the chance of you guys being scared and you guys backing out on me. There's no backing out. We're taking over this land. Now, if these guys did this for, you know, the natural treasures, the natural, like, things that fades away, our treasure is uncorruptible. Our treasures is not corrupt. Our treasure, or the treasure that we're chasing, the treasure that we're fighting for, you know, it doesn't corrupt. It doesn't go away. This is heavenly treasures that we're after. So if these men did that and were able to conquer that, you know, how much more for us to not look back in the past, not retreat, not fall back, but be steadfast in our mission. Be steadfast with whatever God gave us to do. So Christ is saying today that we burn our boats. There's no other option. We burn our boats, that we're not going back. We're not retreating. We're not being weak in front of the devil. When the circumstances present itself, we're going full throttle until we reach the promises that God has for us. So we just wanted to encourage you guys, like we said, and just keep up the fight, keep going. Yes, we do get weak, but after that, wipe yourself up. Let's get back on it, and let's continue until we get the prize that we're looking for, that we get the promises that God has promised us. And I don't care how long it's been, if he said it, then just stick to it and believe it. It's going to happen. You know, so we'll go ahead and start taking calls, praying over you guys, praying with you guys, and hearing what you guys got to say. The number is 319-527-6027. If you wish to call in and speak with us, you can press 1, and we'll be more than happy to select you. We'll see your hands up, and we'll select you, and we'll be able to pray for you. All right, we'll start with the first call. You had anything else you wanted to add before we get on?
No, I'll read some verses later.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll start with the first caller. We have 478-233. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Don and Tanya. This is Janice from Georgia.
Hey, Janice. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we doing great tonight. We feeling real good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Anything on your mind today? Any prayer requests?
I want to, yes, Yes, sir. I would like general prayer, but first I want to say something about Tanya was saying about the acid reflux.
Yeah.
I had that too. It was bad. I used to take all kinds of medicine like Zantac and Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
But here lately, last year, I've been doing good. It's not as bad as it was.
Amen. That's
Ooh.
A testimony.
Yeah, amen.
I never dealt with it, but I witnessed the pain Tanya used to be in. So I, when people talk about it, I know that it was serious pain.
Yes. It's something else.
Yeah.
For about the last 2 years now,
it's
been better than it was.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
I think that's about the same time. Tanya was here,
too. It's been 2 years now, and I've dealt with it, you know, for a while. So, yeah, it's been about 2 years.
Oh, okay. I didn't have it long as you did. You said you had it as a child. Mine started as I got older. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
But I'm better
than
not that
Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah.
Amen. Well, Janice, we're gonna go ahead and pray for you.
Father God,
we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing Janice, Lord Jesus, for covering her, for being with her, Lord Jesus, every step of the way. As you bring her step by step. She might not know the reasons for everything, the answers to everything. But we just ask you to build her faith to continue to walk with you side by side every day, to continue to trust you, Lord Jesus, on a daily basis, Father God. We ask you to cover her, Lord Jesus, with whatever endeavors that she has, whatever things that she wants to accomplish, Father God. We ask you to be with her, to cover her, to walk with her, Lord Jesus, and allow her to accomplish her heart desires, Father God. Be in her life, Lord Jesus. Cover her family, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. No problem, Janice.
No problem.
You have a great night.
Okay, y'all. Too.
All right.
Amen.
All right. We'll move down to the next caller. All right, we have 251-342. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Latrice from Alabama.
How you doing, Latrice?
It is well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great tonight. You know, we're happy to be
Thank
here
God.
With you guys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anything that's on your mind? Any prayer requests? Anything you want to talk about?
Yes, prayer in general. I'm in expectation of it all.
Amen. Okay. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we come here and we pray for Latrice, Lord Jesus, for prayers, for all the expectations, the things that she's expecting for, the things that she's waiting for, the things that she's trusting you for, Father God. We are praying, Lord Jesus, for these things to come to pass, that you hear the prayers of her, hear the prayers of us as we touch and agree for it to come to pass. For whatever reason, that's the holdup, for it to be let go, for it to be released, Lord Jesus, for her desires to be met, Father God. But Lord Jesus, like we spoke earlier, we know that there's reasons that we might not be privy to, that why things are being held up, if faith is being worked on, whatever is your reason, Father God. But we're just doing our part, Lord Jesus, and trusting and believing, Lord Jesus, for things that you put the expectation in her, you put the dream in her, you put the thought in her, Father God. So we already know that it will come to pass. We just don't have the date, Father God. But allow us to have the faith. Give her the faith to continue to trust you, continue to wait, continue to be patient, Father God, and to receive the things that she's expecting, Father God. So we press in. If there is anything that's holding it back, is anything that is not of your will, Father God, we come against it right now. We cut it off right now, Father God. Just like when you spoke to Daniel, Father God, and you said from the very first time that he prayed, that you answered the prayer, Father God. So we already count this prayer as already answered. It's already answered. Just because we haven't received it, it hasn't manifested, but that prayer is already answered. And right now we're just waiting for the manifestation. So we just thank you, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I do thank you, and I see the blessings of the Lord on you guys as well.
Amen. We receive it, Latrice.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. Amen. All right. We'll go on down to the next caller. Before we go on, just a reminder again for the number is 319-527-6027. If you're listening in, if you want to call in for prayer, press 1, and we'll be able to see your hands, and we'll select you, and we can pray for you. We'll go to the next caller, 225-454. Who are you speaking with tonight, and where are we calling from?
Hi, my name is Karen, caller from Louisiana.
How you doing, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
Praise God.
Anything on your mind tonight? Anything you want to talk about? Any prayer?
I was just calling for prayer for my brother. Right now he's dealing with a situation. So just want to pray to God for his freedom, that he'll have favor with people that make decisions, and that God will also heal him from the anxiety he's having because of the situation.
Amen. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're coming to you, Lord Jesus. We're praying for your son, Father God, for Karen's brother, Father God. We ask you to touch him in this situation with whatever he's going through. We know that the judges, the prosecutor, whatever the case is, whoever is dealing with the situation, that they don't make the ultimate decision unless you allow it, Father God. So, Father God, we're asking you for freedom for him and to help him with his anxiety, Lord Jesus. We're dealing with this pressure that he's up against, Father God. Father God, I remember when I was going through that situation. I remember when I was dealing with that situation and the same things that I went through, same anxiety, same fears that I had, Father God. But I also remember that you brought me through. You brought me through that situation, and you bring me on the other side, Father God. And even though it wasn't what I wanted, Father God, but at the end, it worked out for my good, Father God. So as I pray for him, Father God, I pray for him for his desires first and foremost. For if it's aligned with you, Lord Jesus, to let it come to pass, Father God, to whatever might be standing in his way, to remove it. To let him go free, let him learn from whatever situation that he's going through, to be with him, to speak with him, and to speak with him, give him a supernatural presence, your presence, Father God, to let him know that you are with him, that you are personally with him, and that you will not forsake him, no matter what the situation, the outcome of it, but allow, as long as he knows that you are with him, whatever road that he travels, then it'll allow him to go through the situation and not deal with the anxiety that he is dealing with at the present moment. So, Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, for this to move in this situation rapidly, Father God, to touch him, Lord Jesus. First and foremost, the anxiety, Lord Jesus, remove that from him, to comfort him, Father God, wherever he's at right now, comfort him, Father God, right now at this moment, Father God, touch him, Lord Jesus. Let your presence fill him, Father God. Let him feel that you are with him, Lord Jesus, that he remove any fear that he's dealing with right now because of the situation that he's dealing with, Father God. The same way that you remove the fear from me, Father God, do it for him. Do it for him, Father God. Let him know that you are there. You are there, and you will not leave him alone. You will not forsake him, Father God. So, Father God, just like I said earlier, regarding the prosecutor, regarding the people that's making the decision, you make the ultimate decision, Father God. You make the ultimate decision in this situation, in this case. We leave it in your hands, Father God. We present the case to you, Father God, and you be the judge. You be the jury. You be the prosecutor, Father God. You handle the situation that you like, how you want it to be handled, Father God. Let your will be done in his situation, Father God. But whatever you decide to do, Lord Jesus, let him feel your presence. Let him know. Let him know without a shadow of a doubt that you are with him. You are with him and you will not forsake him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you.
No problem, Karen. All right. Anything else, Karen?
No, that was it.
All right. All right. Amen. Well, thank you for calling. And have a blessed night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Amen. All right, 1 second. All right, we're going to go down the line. We have 623-282. Who are we speaking with tonight?
It's me, Carmen, from Texas.
Hey, how you doing, Carmen?
Hi, Carmen.
From you.
God bless.
All right, anything on your mind tonight? Any prayer requests?
I wanted to be in agreement in what you're saying, that sometimes things come at us and we don't know why. And I had gone through that too. There were certain things happening and the same thing would happen over and over again. And I would be scratching my head, and I would pray anything I could think of and ask God, you know, well, am I doing something that's causing all of this? But in my case, the Lord was revealing to me in Ephesians 6, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's these levels of different types of powers that come at us. And sometimes when you're doing what's right, the enemy's going to come at you through different avenues. He's going to use people that are not saved. He's going to, you know, try to turn the situation around against you, and it'll be a different way. But you know what? The Lord was showing me that weapons on how to fight that. You know, so when you get alone with the Lord, he'll show you how to fight whatever it is that's coming at you, whether it's people, whether it's a sickness, whatever it is, you know, because it's not flesh and blood. It's these levels of demons that come and that may use people or may try to attack your body or your finances or whatever it is that you're facing. And so he'll show you the strategies. But at the same time, he gives you that length of time to learn a lesson and to learn to identify the enemy. Because it's in identifying the enemy that you're going to know how to address the enemy directly by name. And you're going to know what it is that's attacking you and or your family or whatever it is that God wants you to do. And so sometimes you overhear, the enemy will make you think, you know, well, there's something wrong with me, you know, and it's not necessarily so. It may be that you may be in sin and you got to correct some things, but it may be that he's teaching you a new level to fight a new devil. And when you see that and you're able to identify it, you may have a while being in it because, you know, we don't spend that time with the Lord. And like Tanya said, spending time and fasting, that also helps you to, you know, bring your mind and being in tune with God. It's like a radio that you sharpen it in the dial tone where that frequency, you can hear it clearer. And so God will give you that when you're starting to walk and hear him, and he'll give you the strategies to know how to fight the enemy. And it can't be in unbelief. Otherwise, you don't reach where it is that God wants you to go to. He won't allow you to reach your promised land. And you'll stay in the same circle, going around the same mountain, if you're not still and know that he is God. And so I was coming in agreement with what you guys were saying. And, yes, that is true. About prayer, I do need prayer. I'm making decisions. A new change in my life, and I need prayer for the Lord to guide me and help me to expedite what I need to do. Oh, there's another thing, too, that sometimes and you're dealing with spirits, you're going to come and face the spirit of rejection. But God's when the rejection comes around you, that's a way of God's protecting you too, helping you to understand this is not where you're supposed to be at, and you need to move, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And he'll allow you to go through certain rejections, but it's so you could wake up and open up your eyes that this is not the route you're supposed to go. And God is protecting you, even though it may seem painful. God will protect you in those seasons of rejection, but that's for you to open your eyes and keep praying and have him guide you to know where you're supposed to go. Because if you stay where you're not supposed to be, then you're going to continue there and not prosper in what God wants you to do. So, you know, don't think it's strange when you have rejections from all sides, all kinds of people, including family, you know, because that's his way of guiding you and helping you to get stronger. That, you know, you don't look on to man, you look on to God, and he's the one that guides you, and he's the one that brings you to the next side, and he's the one that gives you promotion. So you be still and you hear him. When he says move, you move. When he says stay here, you stay here, and you finish with this battle. So I'm in a different stage now, and I need prayer for God to give me clarity and to expedite some things so that I can move forward in that next season.
Amen. 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 And I thank you for sharing that and adding to that. Yeah, that's powerful because, sometimes we don't know. And we need to be reminded as well that we're not wrestling against flesh. And, you know, there's things that's happening and we must fight it in the spirit world. And just like you said, you know, we have the power to ask God and knock on God's door and say, what's going on? Why am I going through this? And he will give the strategy how to fight, because every fight is different, and he'll give you different strategies to fight. Whatever you used last time is not probably going to be useful for this time. So he'll give you a different strategy, how to go about it, how to pray. And I just thank you for bringing that up, because I think that's needed as well for us to understand. But dear Father, we gotta pray for Carmen, Father God. We're praying for her, Lord Jesus, for decisions that that needs to be made, Father God. We're praying for things that she needs to be expedited, Father God. We ask you to move on her behalf, Lord Jesus. Move any barriers that's in the way, that's blocking her, that's slowing her down, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to move, Lord Jesus, and allow her to accomplish the things that she wants to accomplish. Right now, she's dealing with different decisions that she has to be made. But we ask you, Lord Jesus, for you to make the decision for her. Make it easy for her. Make it plain for her, Father God, where she's not going back and forth and wondering, did she make the right decision, Father God? Bring it to her, Lord Jesus. We know you're capable of doing all this and showing us and pointing us in the right direction. Right now, your daughter is coming to you, and she's asking you for direction. She's asking you which way to go, which way to pick, Lord Jesus, Father God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be there in her decision-making, in her planning. She's not trying to make the decision by herself, but she's inviting you into that decision-making process, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you to give her the revelation that she needs so she can make the proper decision, and also to expedite the movement that she needs, to expedite it, to move quickly, Lord Jesus, on her behalf. Remove anything that's in the way. Remove any barriers, Father God. You know, if it's your will, Father God, or it could be that you have something in place that you're waiting for the proper time. But Father God, whatever the situation is, give her the patience to go through it. Give her the patience to reach there at the proper time, at the right time, without feeling anxious, without feeling that she missed it. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too, Carmen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was very powerful on what she added, because it's so true about wrestling with the, you know, flesh and blood, and you know we're fighting against spiritualities, you know, things in the unseen world. And we might,
like she said, that will make you think it's something wrong with you.
Yeah, or it's just, yeah,
or, yeah,
you're confused about what's going on, but like she said, we just go back to God and ask God, why am I dealing with this? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And God will reveal to you the different things that is coming up against you and how you should pray. And that happened to me multiple times when I was dealing, mostly any situation I'm dealing with, I'm always asking God for direction and how to deal with it. And God will reveal that, okay, this is the type of thing that's coming up against you, and this is how you must fight. This is how you must go against it. And somebody else might not understand how you fighting, how you praying, but we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So I just thank God for, allowing her to share that with us. We'll move on to the next caller, 225-270. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
My name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from Louisiana.
All right. How you doing, Jacqueline?
All right.
All right. All right. Anything you want prayer for? Any thing you want to say?
You can pray for me to find it a blessing.
Okay. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come in tonight, Lord Jesus. We're praying for Jacqueline, Father God. We're asking you for a financial blessing, for increase in her life, Father God, for things that she has, things that she wants to take care of. She have things that she wants to
bless
with, Lord Jesus. You know her heart. You know her desires, Father God. We're asking you to open up the heavens, and let it rain, Father God, for the financial mm-hmm. blessings, for things to be taken care of, for her to walk in her abundance, Father God, not just a little there, Father God, but we asking for abundance, Lord Jesus. We asking for a blessing over her, Father God, over her and her family, Father God. We ask you to move, Lord Jesus, in her situation, Lord Jesus, to make a way where it seems to be no way, Father God. Open up the financial doors where it seems like there's no way how it's going to increase, Lord Jesus. But we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that nothing is impossible to be done, Lord Jesus. So we praying, Lord Jesus, for that to be accomplished, for that to be taken care of in her life, Father God, for her to be able to take care of the things that she needs to be taken care of without any headaches, without any hassle, Father God. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, Jacqueline.
Amen.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you. That's it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
God
Jacqueline.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. We got to move on to the next caller, 813-753. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amani. I'm calling from Florida.
Amani from Florida? Okay. All right. How you doing tonight, Amani? We're doing great, great. Anything you want prayer for, or anything on your mind you want to share?
I just want prayer for breakthrough. I've been going through a lot of warfare lately, so I just wanted prayer for breakthrough.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Father, you hear your daughter, Father God, and what she's asking for a breakthrough, Father God, for a break, for a rest. Lord Jesus, from what she's been dealing with, what she's been going up against, Father God. And even though she feels like she's been going through it by herself, Father God, we know that you've been there. We know that you've been watching. We know that you've been assisting, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it. But Father God, we're praying for a breakthrough. We're praying for things to be opened up, Father God. You hear the cries of your daughter. You know how much she can take. You know how much, you know what level that she is at, Father God. She's calling on to you, Father God, to move and on her behalf, to open up that situation, Father God, to remove anything that's in her way, Father God. Father God, touch her heart, Father God. Touch her mind, Father God. Allow her to come on the other side better. Allow her to come on the other side shining, Father God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord Jesus. We believe we're touching in the grief with her, Lord Jesus, tonight for that breakthrough. For that breakthrough, your daughter's coming to you because she believes that you're the one that can provide that breakthrough. She's not going to anyone else, Father God. She's coming directly to you, directly to the source, Father God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, tonight to start moving, move on her behalf, open up that situation for her. Open up, Lord Jesus, the heaven's door, Lord Jesus, for that breakthrough to manifest itself, Father God, for her to walk through it, Father God, for whatever has been hindering her, whatever has been bogging her down, whatever been in her way, Lord Jesus, we come against that right now. We come against that, whatever spiritual warfare that she's been fighting. We come against that. We stand in agreement with her, Lord Jesus, and we cancel all the spiritual warfare. We cancel whatever is attacking her. We cancel whatever is bringing her down, whatever is slowing her down, Father God. Your daughter needs rest. Your daughter needs a break. She needs to break through, Lord Jesus. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to hear our prayer tonight. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear us, Lord Jesus, and move on her situation. Move on her behalf. There is nothing. Nothing that's impossible for you, Father God. Nothing impossible for you, Lord Jesus. As we pray, we don't pray empty prayers. We don't pray without hope. We don't pray without faith. We pray because we believe, Lord Jesus. We believe in you and what you can do in our lives, Father God. So we ask you to do it, Father God. Do it, Lord Jesus, for your daughter. Do it for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I speak freedom. Your life, Imani, I speak freedom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, anything else, Imani?
No, that was good. That was good.
All right. All right. So we just praying for that testimony, and we know, just keep believing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not going to be in that situation forever. It's not always going to be like that. We all been in a situation where we feel like, you know, this is how it's going to be, like, you know, for the rest of my life, this how it's going to be, you know, when am I going to move on to another level? And, you know, it's not going to be like that forever.
And I always have a good outlook on life. It just seems like I've been going through stuff for so long. I feel tired.
Yeah, I know, and I know you need a break, you need a rest, and that's what I feel. I feel like you just need a break.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just trust and believe that, you know, God's gonna do it. God's gonna
Amen.
Do it. You know?
Amen.
Amen. All right, Imani, you have a great night, all right?
You too.
Amen. All right. Well, we don't have any more anybody else with their hands up. Just in case if anybody want to call in for prayer, you just press 1, and we'll be more than happy to select you. The number is 319-527-6027. All right. You said you wanted to read a couple more verses?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Matthew 6, since we're speaking about not giving up, just to let you know that the Father that you serve, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. In Matthew 6:26, it says, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not worth much more than they? I remember God gave me that verse. I didn't even know about that verse, but it was through when I was sick all the time, and I remember just praying, crying out to God, and then I stumbled across that verse, and it made sense to me, because if these birds that are there, and then God could take care of them, so we are much more worth than them, so God definitely gonna be taking care of us no matter what we go through. And another verse, Job 38, verse 41, it says, who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? In Numbers 23, verse 19, it says, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I want you guys to ponder on that verse tonight. You know, for those of you that have probably been waiting for so long for God for a breakthrough, for God to do something mighty in your life, just know that the Father that we serve, he is not human. He should lie. He's not a liar. He's not a human being that he should change his mind. The God that you know, that was back in 2,000 years ago, that used to do the miracles, the wonders, the supernatural miracles, that used to heal the sick, that used to give people breakthrough, that used to fight demons of people. He's the same today. So I just want you to remember that verse in Numbers 23, verse 19. Every time you feel like giving up, just remember that God is not human. He doesn't change his mind. He's not a liar. If he said he's going to do it, that he will do it. It may take some time. We may not understand why he's taking time. There's a lot of things in my life. Like I said, I shared my testimony tonight. I didn't know the reason why that I was sick for so long as a child, that it became like a label for me. People that knew me, that when even when they were asking about me, they would say, the sick one. If they were talking to my mom, they'll say, oh, the sick one. How's the sick one doing? Until God just gave me a breakthrough. And it was about 2 years ago that I finally got my breakthrough. So I want to let you know that God will fulfill his promise. Be steadfast. Keep on believing. Keep on running this race, because you will eventually get the prize. You will get the prize if you do not give up. If we give up, we're not going to know what was behind that door all this time. Okay? Mm. But you got to keep going in order for you to break that door open.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And one last verse I wanted to read. It says, 1 Samuel 12, verse 22, for the sake of his great name, the Lord will not abandon his people, because the Lord wants to make us his people. Ooh. Amen, amen, amen. Jeremiah 14, verse 21, for the sake of your name, do not despise us, do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us, and you do not break it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. We love you. We give you the glory. Yes, there's times we may want to give up, but we just have to keep going. We just have to, like I said, fasting is one of the things that I found that is so powerful. If you feel like you've prayed, you've never fasted, I advise you to try fasting. You know, try to just you and God and say, hey, how do you want me to fast? You know, there's all type of fast out there. You know, you can fast from food, fast from social media. This is something I like to do as well, you know, because I'm on social media a lot, and I feel like there's times it's just so much noise, so much distractions. When you on Facebook and this and that, you don't really have that time to pray. So I'll take 2 weeks, 3 weeks break. And let me tell you, when I do that, I connect with God so much. So that'll be my type of fast. And you know, you can ask God, hey, I've done this. You know, I need answers. What do you want me to do? You know, I really advise you to fast, because that's one of the things I think when I did for the first time in my life, because I could have never done it. Because of medical reasons, and when I finally did it, I got my breakthrough. I got my healing that I've been, you know, praying for years and years. So don't give up. Keep on going. Don't quit. You know, God is right around the corner. You're not in this alone. And that's what I used to think. That's what the devil used to make me think. When I used to go through things, I'm like, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Why this person is that? Why that person? Why can't I be? You know, I was just comparing and just like nagging God and just questioning. But I realized I'm going through this, but somebody might be going through way worse than I am. You know, somebody might be going through similar things that I'm going through. So once you realize you're not in this alone, you have other people that are going through the same thing, but they haven't given up, or they have a testimony, all these things, they encourage you. And we hope that this word tonight encourage you, you know, because I know every time we come here, we do the show, trust me, it's that just for you guys. It encourages us too.
Yeah.
I'll finish with the show and then I'll be like, oh my God, my spirit was on 6. Now it's on 10 because we just encourage ourselves too.
Yeah.
So we thank God for that.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I just feel encouraged, and you know, I also need to take heed to the words that was spoken tonight.
Amen.
And you know, just keep going and just trusting God. You know, and I just want to pray over everyone that's on tonight. That Father, you bless them, Lord Jesus, you lift them up. Father God, in their situation, Lord Jesus. We all have different situations. We all dealing with different things personally, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to intervene on our behalf, Father God, as we call on to you, as we believe on you, as we have faith in you to solve this situation, whatever that we might be going through, whatever breakthrough that we need, whatever financial help that we need, Father God. We are your kids. We are your children, Father God. And we call it on to you, Father God, as we touch and agree together, as everybody that's on the line, everyone that's coming to you for a need, Father God. We pray in, Lord Jesus, that you hear our prayers, Father God. Act on our prayers, Father God. Let us feel, Lord Jesus, the movement, the changes that's happening in our lives, Father God. Because our hope, Lord Jesus, we have the hope, Lord Jesus. We believe in you and what you can do, the possibilities, Father God. So we praying, Lord Jesus, for these things to happen. We praying for these things to be moved. Whatever hindrance that's in our way, Father God, we come against that right now, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. We come against it, Lord Jesus. We're bigger than that. We're bigger than these obstacles that we might see, Lord Jesus. Give us the courage. Give us the strength, Father God, to fight against those things that come up against us, Lord Jesus. Give us the strength of David when he went up against a Goliath, Father God. Father God, and give us the revelation, Lord Jesus, like Carmen mentioned earlier. Give us the revelation as to what are we dealing with? How do we go against this fight, Lord Jesus? Because we might be fighting the same fight continuously, and we don't have the revelation as to how to go against it, how to pray about this situation. But Father God, we're praying for revelation, Lord Jesus. Give us revelation, Lord Jesus, how to go about our situation, our personal situation. How do we fight against it, Father God? How do we stay steadfast? How do we battle this? How do we take it over, Lord Jesus? If it's the time for us to receive our promises, then let it be done. Let it be done, Father God. If this is the time, Lord Jesus, if you're not preventing us from reaching our destination, if you're not the one that's preventing us from reaching our promise, Father God, then let it be done. But if it's you, Father God, that's doing it for our good, that's doing that's preventing certain situations, that's waiting for your perfect timing, Father God, then give us the patience, Father God, to deal with it. Give us the strength, Father God, the endurance, Father God, to continue to be steadfast. Give us the faith. Help our unbelief. Help the part of us, Lord Jesus, that do not believe, Father God. Help us, Lord Jesus, and let it grow, Father God, that we may continue in this race, because we are all your children. We all trying our best to stay on the path. We all are trying our best to believe. We all are trying our best to continue, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless. Bless, Lord Jesus. Hear our prayers, Father God, and do what has to be done, Father God, for each and every one of us, Father God. As we pray, Lord Jesus, we touch and agree, as we believe, Father God, for you to do it, Lord Jesus. Do it tonight, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's this song that's just it's been touching my spirit. It's just called He's Able. He's Able. So no matter if you come up against that situation where you, you might feel like it's not going to happen, it feels like it's taking too long, just know that God is able to do. Because if you know, no matter how long it takes, but if you know for sure that what you're praying for, or what God has told you that it will happen, I don't care how long it takes. Stay on that path. Stay with it. Just hold on to the word that he gave you. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. I don't care how long it takes. If God said it, then that should settle it.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask something, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready? All you could ask for is according to but he won't give up on you. He's able.
Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, I think that'll be it for tonight. Seeing that we don't have anybody else with their hands up, anybody requesting prayer. But we just thank you guys for calling in and being there with us tonight. I was truly blessed. I know Tanya was blessed as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a blessing whenever we do a show. And it blesses us, like she said earlier, it blesses us as we give the word, whatever God put on our heart, it blesses us as well. It's like, you know, God is just speaking to us too. So we just, you know, before we leave, just don't quit. Just don't quit. Don't give up on God, you know, because he won't give up on you. You know, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what we see in our face. God is building. He's doing some stuff in you. He's doing some spiritual operation
mm-hmm.
in you. And yeah, it might be hard. It might we might not understand everything. But trust God. Trust God that he wants to do good in you. He wants to do good in your life. Even though bad situation may happen, you might come against different circumstances and be questioning why are you getting hurt? Why are you feeling like this? But trust me, there's a good behind it. There's a good behind it. So just like we have our parents, when we have our kids not going to understand everything that we're doing, but there's always a good, there's a love we're doing. If I'm disciplining you, if I'm doing this, if I'm telling you this, I'm saying no for that. There's a love behind it. You know, you might not like it, but there's a love behind it. You know, so I just pray for patience. I pray for strength. I pray for belief, pray for faith, you know, as we, go through our own journeys. In this life, but I'm also praying that prayers get answered, that prayers manifest themselves, that things that you guys are praying for, things that we are believing God for, that we trust in God for, that it comes and you get to see it, you get to receive your breakthrough, you get to receive your rest, you get to receive the desires of your heart. So we pray for that, you know, in Jesus' name. All right. All right, so until next time, guys, we just thank you guys for showing up. Thank you guys for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah, anybody that called in, asked for prayer, we just thank you. And we just expecting God to do big things in our lives this week. This
mm-hmm.
week. So that's what we're praying for. That's what we're believing for. So until next time, guys, we love you guys. And see you next time. Maybe hopefully next week we'll see. And we just
yes.
thank you guys. any parting words? Any last words, Tanya?
Don't quit. Don't give up.
Amen. All right.